I do want to firstly say that the music video, incredible. I'm definitely, I think, pregnant because of it. I mean,
Yeah, maybe it has like an element of virility. I do think that when there
it's
was
overwhelmingly sexy.
I've had a lot of a broad spectrum of responses. I feel like this genre of music really appeals to people of a demographic older than maybe like 18 or to 30. And so a lot of the people above that age in my life have been engaging with the video and talking to me about it and saying things like, I have a VFX artist that you could have used to cover up your penis more. And I was like, no, during the shoot, I said to Theo Taylor, beautiful director, I said to him and Naya, I was like, I need to go out and buy smaller underwear. I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, I they are everything's packed into their underwear. Let's just put it that way. Holy moly.
And happy that it is packed in. And yeah, Nio, it was a surreal project in that way too, because Theo's a friend of ours and he's a beautiful filmmaker, Theo Taylor. But I didn't want to ask him to do all of the censoring of the nipples, because we wanted to do equal opportunity censoring of every nipple in there. Not just nipples of the algorithm and all its like weird view of politics and the human body would decide was offensive. And I was like, I don't want to ask Theo to do like however many X hours of blurring out nipples. So I put my hand up to teach myself how to do blurring nipples. And I ended up having to do the whole process twice because we got it recalibrated. So there's
Oh, no.
yeah, you'd export it, there'd be a nip slip in there, you'd be like, ah, no. And like the tracking of the nipples would sometimes underwater, half underwater, it wouldn't know
Oh,
where to go.
yeah.
Yeah, so if anybody wants me to censor their latest project, first of all, my apologies that you have to do that, but I'm here open for business.
it's so many funny you mentioned that, because I was going to say, if there's one thing you walk away from the video thinking about, it's how ridiculous it is that we censor any nipples.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's worse these days, I think. Maybe there was a worse time 50 years ago when our culture was a little bit even more censorious around sex. It's the same old conversation, You could probably get away with a lot more violence than you could depicting human bodies. And like even there's not even any sex. Like obviously you got pregnant from watching the video, but
Well, I have
it's not a
several
sexual video.
times.
I mean, you're just incorrigible, but
No,
it's not even a sexy video. It's just people with their bodies out. It's funny. And
I
I don't
actually.
really have the I
And
don't have the hottest take on it, but yeah, you know what I mean, eh?
it's one of those videos that you're like, oh, there was quite a lot of fun involved with this, and like you enjoy seeing that fun, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and I wanted to show off the human body that's been through burnout and the human body that's exhausted, at least on my body's end,
Totally.
because the song is about being burnt out and exhausted and alcohol drug use disorders on my end. I mean, I wish Naya was here on the thing so that I could do less disclaimers. Obviously, this is all from my point of view, but just like the song's about that, and so to see us sort of still having heaps of fun amidst the things we're putting ourselves through, I think it behooved us to do it with not many clothes on. I think it thematically resonant.
That is just, it's so bloody fantastic. I love it. So my next question though is how did this all come about? You've got this incredible video, a brilliant song, and like it's got it's double-ended. There's some thought that's gone into it as well. How did this all come about?
Oh, well, first of all, thanks. I'm really glad you liked it. And second of all, well, me and Nio met in London 10 years ago. She was squatting in London and just a beautiful, wonderful, dope human being. We made friends then, and we did a songwriting session in 2018 when I finally got over myself enough to like try collaborating. And then Nio was I got swept up in a world tour with Harry Styles for 5 years, and so it was qu quite insane. And they couldn't have picked a better person to be one of the band. But it also meant that hanging out with Nio meant snatching moments, because I mean, I guess in the first place she was always a London resident. Now she's in LA. So we were never we were always snatching moments, to be fair. But I was like, no, we should really catch up. And I was in the middle of a big musical sort of part of my life, and we got 4 hours. We had 4 hours. I was like, let's hang out, let's write a song. She's always down to write songs. And yeah, we got in the back of my van and we nutted it out. And it was just, we were talking about being tired and burnt out from music and stuff. And that kind of made its way into the song. I feel like we both sort of work in the songwriting arena of talking about our lives, talking about feelings. I feel like Nio's stuff is like that, but then it's also quite elemental and essential. And maybe I brought us both more into a talking about the minutiae of our lives kind of songwriting. But regardless, we got a demo down, and then we wrote the bridge, the kind of breakdown bridge, online, overseas. We sent it to each other. And yeah, basically, long story short, I guess it came around because we're mates and we love each other.
Oh, I love that. Oh my God. It's so funny you mentioned that though, because I was going to say, you must not see each other that much. So this is really, it is a case of you taking advantage of the little time you have together.
Absolutely. We're still overdue to pop the champagne on this song. It's been out for more than a week now, and we're just not in the same place. And that's a beautiful thing that we can do this. Like, I do one of the boring, obvious things that people say about music a lot is, these days with technology, you can collaborate overseas. And you look at Bandcamp, you look on the Bandcamp daily, every 10th thing is like an international project, I think. You'd see it a lot, and with the tools, you can do it. So it's very satisfying to do it. Like, I feel like 30 years ago, if Nio lived in London or LA and I lived in New Zealand, we just wouldn't make the song, right? Or we'd write half the song and then how would we finish it, and then how would we get the mixing and mastering done? We got someone in London to do that. It's all very it's making the best of the bad situation. The bad situation being that we're a long way away from each other, and that's never fun with your friends.
Do you think that given you have those short times together, do you kind of believe in the whole pressure makes diamonds philosophy, or can that be applied to music?
I think that I would take that pressure makes diamonds philosophy, and I would like raise you a Parkinson's law philosophy, which is probably not even a true, it's definitely not a law of like physics or anything, but it's the old, a gas expands to fill whatever space you put it in. And so the amount of time you have for something is the amount of time that it will get done. And I believe in that for sure. I think that's probably the exact same as pressure makes diamonds, but it's just like a bit more of a flip it on its head, maybe a less capitalist way to put it. And it's, I think if you, yeah, because somebody was like, how'd you get that done? And I was like, well, first of all, we weren't thinking about the end product. We were thinking about working with each other and just fun, like making something. And it's ironic because obviously we could have poisoned the well maybe, and like gotten stressed, and nothing would have happened if we had thought of the thing in mind. And getting out of your own way is a huge part of art, and it's a very difficult part. So like, it's, yeah, pressure makes diamonds, gas fills whatever container you put it in. But figuring that out and doing it intentionally is weird because you have to intentionally not do something, which is put pressure on yourself.
Yeah. Oh, oh my God. You're quite intelligent, aren't you? This is deep.
Well, I might not be intelligent, but I certainly think about, I guess, making stuff, creative process a lot. That's a very interesting thing for me.
Hey, now, I just want to say, because Naya's not here, but you did mention her song making earlier. Was it last year she released her debut EP, or am I imagining that?
Yeah, the debut EP is definitely out. I haven't got the release date in front of me.
No, it's I just remember when that came out. It was very cool. It was very cool.
Oh, it's so good. And she's got a debut album coming out soon, which I imagine will just like be through the roof. People on RD would probably be hearing it a lot. But Naya's one of those magic people. Like, it's, as well as being a great mate, it's just a huge privilege to see her play, and like the few times that I've watched her play or played alongside her, people react like they've just seen, you know, one of the things they talk about for the next 50 years. You know, like, I saw Naya play. Wow. It's like she's that magic. It's kind of screwed up. So I for one am looking forward to this album. But I do think the EP is just a really great place to start if anybody wants to.
I'd agree with that. Do you now? I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit here because we still got it. It's fresh. It's kind of just out there now. But do you have more music coming? What's on your calendar?
Yeah, I've got an album that I tracked at Sports Teams Studio. Callum and Annabelle, who make all those music videos, those beautiful music videos. They were off making their debut horror movie, and I inhabited their studio for a month in January. And I set up all the mics, and I played all the instruments myself. It was my first time miking the drums. And long story short, your boy has 11 tracks that he is sort of playing around with. They are not in a state to do anything with right now, apart from send a few rough demos to the patrons on Patreon. But I think I want to say end of the year. It's probably going to be a bit later than that, but it'll be my first album. And yonks, I've released like an album's worth of singles and EPs and stuff, like, you know, over the last few years, but not a full length. So I think this is the season of the full length. I want to do an album this year. And then if you can do an album every year, you know, my God.
Yeah, that is very impressive. Oh, look, Naya's just emailed me as we speak. Shoot, got my days mixed up. So sorry. That is okay, Naya. You can't hear me.
That is totally fine, Naya.
Totally okay. I'll have to... This is a great excuse to get you both back. One day. But I do want to say thank you so much for talking to me today. It's much, much appreciated. And I know you're probably a busy man with many things to do. So thank you.
Oh, Liam, it's been a huge pleasure. I'm stoked that you wanted to talk to us. And yeah, it's just as much of a pleasure. I thank you for your time. And yeah, I'd love to talk to you again.
Yeah, great. Well, we will definitely tee that up. Now, are you a singing teacher? Is that what you're off to do?
I'm off to teach my single singing student now, yeah. He's a beautiful man named John, who's actually an MMA MC, and so he introduces the people who punch each other. And part of our process for learning singing and learning guitar is also working on his breathing and sort of projection in a combat environment.
That's insanely wild, but just so good. I love that. Well, Finn, I will let you go, but it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. So thank you so, so much.
You're welcome, Liam, and thank you. And have a fantastic rest of your week.
Yeah, you too.